the agenda before us, and I would call for a motion to approve the agenda. Of a motion and a second, without exception, then the agenda will be approved. We have the minutes of our meeting of December 21st. I would call for a motion to approve.
Move approval of minutes.
Second.
A motion and a second. Are there any suggestions, additions, changes? Hearing none, then the minutes will be adopted. We have a report by our Writers Advisory Council. Mr. Snyder, it will be the first time that he appears before the board as the new chair of the Writers Advisory Council. Welcome, Mr. Snyder.
Thank you. Mrs. Mack, district board members, I'm pleased to have this opportunity to present the Writers Advisory Council January 2007 report to the board. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Michael Snyder, a RAC member from Montgomery County, Maryland. At the January RAC meeting, I was elected as chair of the 2007 RAC from available candidates from either Maryland or Virginia, in keeping with the rotation of RAC chair by jurisdiction. Last month, Mr. Jaffe presented the accomplishments from their inaugural RAC year 2006. I'd like to indulge the board by recapping a few of these accomplishments. We represented the writer's plight by participating in the process of guiding improvements to Metro Access through workshops and the Metro Access Ad Hoc Committee. Hopefully, the door-to-door service and other guidance we recommended will make a difference in the quality of life of those in our community with special needs. We helped to set the direction of the 7,000K rail cars by using that are going to be used in Metro's expansion to Dulles Airport through our participation in a pre-engineering workshop. Workshops like these represent a highly effective use of our RAC volunteers, and I encourage the expanded use of these types of events. We started the process of improving signage, lighting, sound, and accountability in rail stations by participating in a number of station walkthroughs with both the general manager's office and the Red Line team. I'd like to recognize the efforts of Mr. Kevin Donahue, who was on Mr. Tangerlini's staff, and Mr. Bob Hester of the Red Line. Hopefully, under Mr. Cato's leadership, football events will continue. We impacted Metro bus service by advocating for the continued operation of lines that were not properly studied prior to recommended cuts. And we worked with staff to advance goals of getting bus schedules and maps into the hands of riders. We provided input into the selection criteria for the next general manager, Mr. Cato, by participating in a briefing to Deborah Johnson, Metro's board secretary. I'd like to thank Mrs. Mack for extending to us the opportunity to be a part of this very important process. And we've passed a number of resolutions and recommendations that have been cited at both board and board committee meetings, demonstrating a desire by the board to truly consider our advice. I'd like to commend Mr. Graham for bringing forward our desire to be included in the budget process at this month's budget committee meeting. This month, I'd like to present the goals for 2007. In keeping with last year's theme, the year of the bus, I'd like to start with the initial 2007 goals from our first bus riders subcommittee meeting this year. These goals are presented in no particular order. Provide input into the changes and service improvements requested at town hall meetings, including but not limited to the 30 Z and S bus lines and nighttime service out to Centerville. Enforce consistency in operator announcements on buses that do not have the capability of enunciating next stop information. Encourage bus operators to take pride of ownership in their buses and pride in their customers. Specifically, we'd like Metro to establish a policy on how Metro riders are greeted and how literature like schedules and system maps are made available on buses. We support an aggressive implementation of Next Bus service and would like to see Metro target 30% implementation this year. We recognize a need to rationale bus stops and would like to encourage the use of community-based processes for sensible consolidation to improve the flow of buses. And we'd like to see better dissemination of information about RAC board and other open forums and meetings on Metro buses, as well as trains and paratransit. At the rail committee meeting this year, we identified the following goals. Evaluate and improve the auditability of train operator announcements. Improve the reliability and functionality of the web-based trip planner. Participate in planning of train length and rail car deployments, and will modest proposed shift to move some blue line trains onto the yellow line to for river crossings during rush hours and its impact on the community served by the blue line. Improve new cycling program in stations and throughout the system. Metro is a public transit entity. At least one objective to positively impact the environment needs to be proactive in its recycling program and support for other regional activities that cut greenhouse gases. We encourage and endorse the expanded smart trips throughout the transit authority and in the region. However, Metro must do a better job of marketing smart trip to riders and communities identified with low use of smart trip and to improve for the ease of use, reporting, monitoring, and cost of entree. Metro must find ways to improve pedestrian and bicycle access to stations, and as identified in the bus committee, we would like to emphasize make Metro frequently asked questions and other literature available in stations. Not all patrons have access to the internet. I'd like to take a moment to highlight a recommendation from this month's rail committee. During station walkthroughs last year, we identified the need for improvements to signage. Many stations have hand-lettered signs to help address specific needs of that particular station. Although these signs are extremely useful and effective, they detract from the look of America's subway system. In discussions with Bob Hester of the Red Line and Paul Bunbury of the Blue-Orange Line teams, the Rail Committee of the RAC recommends that board authorize funds to provide A-frame signs with the ability to temporarily insert pre-printed signage for use at every Metro station. This small improvement, recommended by station managers, would empower them to better communicate with their customers in the case of an emergency situation, elevator escalator outages, special events like Nats or Redskin games, and minor construction detours using approved Metro resources. The RAC believes that this is just one small step in allowing station managers and line teams to be empowered to take pride of ownership in the stations and customers they serve. To address other RAC goals for 2007, I'd like to summarize from my election platform. I was elected to the RAC chair based upon my presentation of my personal goals for the RAC under my administration, including making improvements to Metro safety and security programs, offering better communication from Metro to their customers, and to not balance the FY08 budget on the backs of its loyal customers. On the FY08 budget, I'd like to reread portions of a letter Kevin Moore, the RAC budget chair, and I sent to Mr. Graham for this month's budget committee meeting. As representatives of the riding public, the Riders Advisory Council agrees with statements made by board members at December's meeting, as summarized by Mr. Kaufman, that the last resort for balancing the FY08 budget is service cuts, and the second to last is a fare increase. We met with Mr. Harcum, director of WMATA's Office of Management and Budget, to plan a series of RAC-sponsored events to solicit input into the FY08 budget. To kick things off, the RAC is planning to solicit comments from the public at our February meeting, which will take place on Wednesday, February 7th. As a reminder to those in the public, all RAC meetings are always open to the public. In February, our public comment period would be extended, allow plenty of time to solicit writer input on the budget. Our current plan is to start at 5:30 p.m., so please check the Metro calendar for specifics. The RAC holds these events, the RAC hopes that these events will generate creative ideas and proposals from Metro customers to address the $51 million shortfall in the draft 2008 budget. We intend to use these comments in RAC-sponsored budget workshops to be held in February and March. In the next few weeks, we will be putting in place an application process for participants in our workshop. We believe that through our workshops, we can generate innovative and creative ideas that will improve the quality of Metro services, expand peak capacity, increase utilized resources, and still balance the budget. As customers of Metro, we the riders look forward to working with the Metro Board and Metro Management to address this challenging time head on. On the topic of safety and security, the RAC supports me in the belief that the authority should strive to make safety and security Metro's number one priority. We in the RAC are saddened by the events of our inaugural year. The deaths of Inspectors Brooks and Cherry, the 41 fatalities from bus collisions, the 2 fatalities from rail platform incidents, the 20 injuries from January's rail car derailment, plus additional injuries within the authority's facilities, all have brought home the reality of our volunteer work with Metro. We offer our services to participate in safety reviews and workshops as a means of providing customer input into the Metro safety program. A question that has been raised at a number of RAC meetings since the events of Mr. Cherry's and Mr. Brooks' lives was the rationale for reducing speeds to only 20 miles per hour in inspection zones. The New York City MTA reduces train speeds to 50 miles per hour in shorter zones. Our question to the board is Metro taking proactive, conservative steps to limit train speeds while waiting on the reports and recommendations of the NTSB when the 5,000 series cars in single tracking situations? A RAC goal for 2007 is to better understand Metro's decision process for trade-offs between security and schedule. We also seek to better understand Metro's policy on disaster and incident planning at rail stations. And we've begun this process by speaking with Mr. Goudin and Chief Hansen on these initiatives. I'd like to conclude my report by welcoming Mr. Cato as Metro's new general manager. He comes with a very impressive resume and track record. In his remarks to us in our first meeting of 2007, he noted his experience with advisory groups and stated that working with these groups has been critical when making changes to service. It is critical that managers of an organization have an understanding of issues from a rider's perspective. He said that he will commit to seeking input, will match rides with the RAC, and he will be riding the system every day. He also said that he will match information with the RAC to improve the system for all Metro's customers. I look forward to working with Mr. Cato, the Metro Board, and Metro staff to create a culture of transparency, openness, and timely communication. I ask you to find opportunities for the RAC to participate in focus groups on Metro's budgeting, operations, planning, communications, safety, security, and other critical service. My goal as chair is to develop the RAC into an organization that is respected, representative of riders, and serves as a sounding board for Metro management, Metro staff, and the Metro board. I want everyone at Metro in the pre-planning phase of a new initiative to ask, what would the Metro's customers on the RAC think of this idea? I apologize for the time of my comments. I'll try to keep them to 10 minutes from now on. Thank you very much, Mrs. Snyder.
Thank you very much, Mr. Snyder. And I see that you have a very full agenda for the coming year, and with the support and commitment of the members, I'm certain that you will fulfill those objectives that you've laid out. I just want to comment on a couple of things you said. First of all, just for the record, while Mr. Kaufman is very quotable, it was Mr. Zimmerman who made the quote about the writers and
much as elected officials like to take credit for other people's work, she's right.
But I would also like to support you on your recommendation on signage. Signage has been an issue that Mr. Zimmerman and I particularly have been very much interested in. In fact, I called to the attention of the general manager just the other day a sign correction that we need in one of our metro stations. So that is an issue that the RAC should pay careful attention to and make recommendations to us for review and changes where needed. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mrs. Mack. Mr. Kaufman.
Yeah, I just also wanted to compliment Mr. Snyder. These are the type of, if you'll, platform and street level recommendations, common sense recommendations we were hoping to see coming from the RAC when we got the RAC established. So we do wish you well, and I'd urge Mr. Deegan as the incoming chairman and Mr. Cato as our incoming general manager to work together to see how we can fold these items into our agenda as well.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. We move now to the public comment. We have Mr. Ed Johanneman.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to the board. I expect a large crowd, so I'll have to excuse me. I've been riding Metro for about 6 years, and I think Metro gets it right from my standpoint about 95% of the time. I couldn't bring you back into my car. I ended up taking Metro by accident one day because my car was down, and that was it. I was riding rail cars most of the time. I found the cars to be clean, comfortable seating, and almost always on time. The people I've spoken with at Metro have been professional, very courteous every time, and I speak to them often. I just completed a letter of commendation for the Red Line. I think he's the public affairs manager, Mr. Bob Hester, and I know his name has come up again this morning. He took the time to meet me at Gallery Place at 6:10 a.m. a few weeks ago to address my concern, which brings me to my request. Turn the heat back on in the railroad cars. When the new cars arrived last year, they were cold and drafty, but I could always find one of the older cars to get into. And even the trainer would say, well, you look for an older car, you want a warm car then. I said, that's what I'm looking for. I've checked two cars on the Red Line and two cars on the Yellow Line every day, sometimes more than that. And they average between 62 and 64 degrees. I'm told by your Metro contacts when I call up that they're supposed to be at 68 degrees. They are from leave today because I figured the only way I'm getting was last Tuesday. I rode the Yellow Line and the Red Line, and then the Yellow Line, the car was 54 and 55 degrees. I went to two of them. Like I say, your people are great. I've got a real pleasure talking to them. They always say they're going to come back and talk down to the mechanics and ask them to raise the temperature. So far, it hasn't happened. It's been about 6 months, so that's my plea. I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you, and if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Well, thank you for coming in and bringing that to our attention. Ms. Cato, that's one of the first tasks that we...
I like a little warmer temperature also, so I definitely will focus on that issue.
All right. We certainly will get the contact information for Mr. Johanneman and make sure that we address those concerns. Our next speaker is Mr. Dennis Jaffe, immediate past chair of the RAC.
Good morning, Mrs. Mack, and members of the directors. I am speaking individually personally today about a topic that weighs heavily on me personally as a matter of social justice and simple humanity, in which I suggest that we ask, what does it say about Metro's management's ability to motivate all employees to deliver top service to the public and to constantly improve Metro's? November 19th, a man whose first name is Gene boarded a Metro bus ahead of two women who had arrived at the bus stop before he had. subjected to a five-minute tirade by the bus driver. We're all on the bus to hear. Faggot! You're not a man. You should have let the ladies get on first. Over and over again. The absence of chivalry was no justification for the bus driver's response. Gene emailed and called customer service that day. He then obtained my name and phone number and contacted me. I sent on December 20th an email on Gene's behalf to Acting General Manager Jack Reedwood, where he thanked for his accessibility on the issue. He responded that he requested an investigation of the incident. Certainly, we sought sensitivity training for the bus driver. The agency has indicated that it is forthcoming. Perhaps if I were not gay myself, I would be more comfortable seeking something more punitive. I were aware of an incident in which a Metro representative used an ugly slur against an African-American, a Jew, or a person with disabilities, for example, I have to think I would seek the termination of that person's affiliation with Metro. But the first and most important thing we sought was an in-person apology. Gene is a private individual. The sexual orientation is not an issue. The ugliness of the bus driver's slur is. 3 weeks after the incident, I resent the email to Mr. Rico asking for an update. A week later, we received an email referring to the rude and discourteous behavior and indicating we regret the inconvenience caused. In keeping with LaMotta's disciplinary procedures, the driver was instructed on the high standards of customer service. What value does sensitivity training offer if we do not have the person demonstrate the insensitivity directly and humbly demonstrate sensitivity to the person who is humiliated? Last June, an apology was demanded when a board member made insensitive remarks about gay people during the cable talk show. This incident, more recently, involved the mission of Metro directly, providing safe public transportation to all. Metro management explained to me that an employee cannot be forced to apologize because of protest by the union. I asked the board of directors and incoming general manager, John Cato, to do three things. One, re-examine the facts concerning the incident and ask yourselves, did Metro's response convey intolerance of prejudice? And if you think it was not, then please proceed appropriately. While neither Gene nor I had an inclination at all, to seek formal complaint filed, I shared with the board this morning for information purposes a letter I received from a lawyer publicly recognized in the district that quantifies an employment law. It asserts that the action taken by LaMotta does not appear to be sufficient to ensure that the driver would not repeat his infraction. Two, have a conversation with the union and with non-union employees about seeking to have an environment at Metro in which policy is consistently practiced and fairly applied to all employees that requires an apology for such ugliness. Third, again, examine this issue in the context of what does it say about Metro's ability, management ability, to motivate all employees to deliver top service to the public and to constantly improve its performance. Is it acceptable for such ugly slurs to be made and passed without the simple act of saying, I'm sorry? I think not. I hope you agree.
Thank you, Mr. Jaffe. Certainly the board does not tolerate any sort of slurs or discrimination made by employees or any of our staff, our drivers. And you have brought this to the attention of management. They will certainly take the appropriate action, and you will be in touch with you and the RAC with regard to any action that they take in this regard.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Deegan and Mayor Ewell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Jaffe, please be assured that I stand ready to meet with you and Gene and offer an apology from this authority to him. But
we're seeking it from the driver.
Well, there are certain things we have from personnel regulations that it's sort of like dealing with the National Transportation Safety Board. You know, there's certain things that prohibit us from doing. So, but please rest assured that, as Mrs. Mack mentioned, this board doesn't tolerate that. And part of the next year is going to be about customer service and talking to our employees and stressing customer service and how to treat our customers. So I stand ready if you want. I'll be glad to meet with Jean anytime. Thank you, Ms. Snyder.
Thank you. And, Ms. Fagan, we do have tools that to deal with our employees with improper actions, and we will be following up in that regard. Mayor Yule.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Virginia calling me. I was trying to reach him last night. Tim, hold on 1 second, please.
We are important, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
I just wanted to once reiterate that this is certainly something that we as a board would not tolerate, nor as a system. Customer service certainly is our highest priority. And I just wanted to add to the Madam Chairman's comment that she asked Mr. Cato to get, you know, to look into this and to provide you with a response. But I think not just you, but the board needs a response also, and that should happen ASAP. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Graham?
Yes, I
I'm sorry, Ms. Hudgens, did you raise your hand?
I did, yeah. I just wanted to also reflect that Mr. Jaffe has offered some recommendations, and I think that's what we should actually address. Because, yes, we have barriers right now as we see them, but I don't think we should believe that they stand in the way of accomplishing them. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Graham.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Mr. Jaffe, for bringing this issue to the attention of the board at this setting. I would have liked also if you would have emailed me and let me know about this, because I haven't received this, and I just want to say, but that is not material. It would have been something that I would have liked, but there are a lot of things I would like, you know, in life, you know, a great long list of things I would like, but that's a different matter. But I do want to say that I have recently had very successful experiences with Mr. Requa and Metro WMATA management in terms of actions that have been taken that have been brought to my attention regarding some of the behaviors. I also want to emphasize that in my experience also, and I'm sure this is true with you as well and everyone else, I mean, our employees, you know, there are some bad incidents and there are some bad apples. That's to be found everywhere. But our employees have been, you know, absolutely superb on these questions. But with all of that said, I don't think we can understate the significance of this particular slur. And I think the very fact that I'm speaking will remind people of an incident last year. I do not need to go into it again. But I consider this to be a very serious matter, as I would with a slur against any group. And so I think this has got to be treated as something other than, I don't know what the language was, inconvenience? Or I don't think inconvenience is the word that I would use at all in describing what happened here. So with all that said, thank you very much, and I commend the management for following up on this and making sure that something is done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could I comment? Right. I mean, Mr. Yeah. Jaffe and I have discussed this matter. We've exchanged emails. We've done an investigation. The operator is has many years of service with the authority, has a respectable record. Does admit to being discourteous, is adamant that he did not make any racial slurs or any slurs. We have taken appropriate action, which we believe, including the sensitivity training that Dennis mentioned, we have completed, and we're certainly open to you know, further review and reviewing the recommendations that Mr. Jaffe has made.
With all due respect, Madam Chairman, faggot is a slur.
Madam Chairman. I will review this also, this event, and I wanted to assure this board, you, Mr. Jaffe, and the public, that we would not accept those type of comments on our services and our systems. We do not have any level of tolerance for comments of negativity about a person's race or any other aspect of their decisions of their private lives. When people use the metro system, they should expect a ride and a quality ride, not having negative comments made about them. I will review this. I cannot answer yet if the action was appropriate. And talking to Jack, he said it was. And I will get back to the board and let you know on those actions. And, Mr. Graham, I absolutely agree with you. The overwhelming majority of our employees are outstanding. Unfortunately, it only takes one person to paint a picture that isn't really true about the Metro system, and we cannot have that happen. And so I will follow up with Jack to make sure the appropriate actions have been taken.
Thank you, Mr. Cato. Thank you, Mr. Jaffe. We move now to the report by the chair. And my first report is actually the swearing in of a new general manager, Mr. Cato. So I would ask you to come forward.
Spotlight.
John D. Cato.
Yeah, with a sword.
As our general manager, would you like to have a few words?
I will have a few words. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you to all members of the board and to the Metro staff. I'd like to thank you for this wonderful opportunity of to lead the top public transit organization in the country. And I'd like to thank Jack for his leadership as the acting general manager and performing, I think, an outstanding way in helping with this transition for the organization. And the transition from the last general manager and acting general manager and now this new journey that we will go on as an organization. As I began my tenure at Metro, there's a number of top priorities that have been communicated to me by the board. I have also observed in using the services, and I like to talk to the RAC. You're right, I will match you every day in using services as I did this morning and every day since I've been in Washington. I need to focus on many issues, issues from our customers, issues from a financial standpoint, issues from a safety standpoint. But first of all, the most important aspect of this organization and any organization is the safety of its customers and the safety of its employees. And I like to thank the Washington Post for the article saying that Metro, in comparison to other transit systems, has a good record. But having a good record is not good enough. We must have a record that's second to none. We cannot have a record that we're the second best. We must have a record that we are the best. Whether it's real or perception, we will make a change. We will focus on safety. And over the next few days and weeks after discussions with the board and also additional Metro staff, I would make some major announcements on safety initiatives. Again, the quality of service, that's what we are about. Metro is a provider of rail, bus, and paratransit services to this metropolitan area. The quality is good. I think we're a good system. We will become a great system. We will focus on the needs of our customers. I welcome the input of the RAC and some of the suggestions that they have provided today. I will review those and act on those. I would work with the board and ask for their leadership and guidance of the changes that we need to make the services and to improve those services, both with looking at clean vehicles, on-time performance and to ensure the public that we have a very secure system. One of the other aspects of my leadership will be to enhance the communications of the organization. I will meet often in discussions with the board, discussions with the management leadership team, discussions with the press, and with the public. I am open, and this organization will be open. And we will review our successes as well as our failures. Over the next several days, I'm excited to be meeting with this management team, other Metro employees, union officials, board members, as I will be doing today and very often, external stakeholders, other regional officials, and the press, and the general riders, as I have been doing on a daily basis on our services. I look forward to addressing a number of issues, high-profile issues, and the important work that we have here at Metro. Working together as a team, the board, Metro employees, our unions, myself, our riders, and the general public, we will make major movements to improve the services and make our mode a mode of choice for transportation in the Washington metropolitan region. I will work together with this team to make Metro a rewarding place for our employees to work. And I especially look forward to working with the board on the issues of funding, relationship with other regional transit providers, the new or proposed Dulles Line in Virginia, bus issues within the district, Maryland, and Virginia, and all of the services that we operate, and the other issues that we have as an organization. There are many issues before us. The issues, in some cases, will be very difficult and require difficult decisions and difficult actions. But I, under your leadership, will take those actions to improve the organization and to take it to the next level. First, I would like to make an announcement to the public, and I believe the board has been briefed on my first appointment, and that is Sarah Wilson is the chief of staff, and Sarah has been with the organization many years, and I welcome her in working with me and guiding me through the process over the next few days, weeks, and months. Again, as I said, there are many issues. We would address those, and on Monday, I believe we have a scheduled conference where I will talk about some of the specifics of the approach of addressing those issues. And finally, Madam Chair, it's good to be home. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cato. And I want to thank the board for the sometimes arduous task of the selection process for the general manager. We worked many hours, weekends, and with a great deal of commitment in reaching a conclusion to our task. We had a great deal of commitment on part of the board. We ran into a few bumps in the road, but all of this was made easy by the flexibility and the willingness of the board to support this effort. And also, I want to publicly single out Deborah Johnson, the secretary of the board, who really made this all possible. We could not have done it as quickly as we did without her just devoted, committed support. So thanks to the board, and also thanks to Deborah. Thank you. Now, I next would like to present to the board a resolution honoring Jack Requa for his outstanding service and leadership as acting general manager for the last 2 months. And the resolution reads, whereas the position of general manager of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority became vacant after November 5th, 2006, and whereas the process of selecting a new general manager extended beyond the departure date of the incumbent, and whereas the board of directors tasked WMATA bus chief operating officer Jack Requa with providing the leadership and direction necessary for the fulfillment of the WMATA mission until the appointment of a new general manager could be completed, and whereas the acting general manager Jack Requa has demonstrated an unwavering obligation to providing the highest level of service to WMATA customers and to ensuring that WMATA remains the premier transit authority in America. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Jack Recklow for his service and leadership as acting general manager. And be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors thanks Jack Recklow for his selfless dedication and commitment to the service during his tenure as acting general manager of the Washington Metropolitan Transit Authority. And be it finally resolved that this resolution will be effective immediately. I move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And thank you, Jack.
To say I would be willing to wager that this has been the longest 2 months of Jack Recklow's life, and I want to thank not only him but all the staff who came together to support him throughout these transitional months. It's been a long time between general managers, and you and your leadership team have held this authority together, and you've done a magnificent job, and thank you for responding to the call.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I could make a comment.
Yes, please.
First of all, you don't like to correct the chair, but it was closer to 3 months.
Oh, okay.
How many hours?
Trust me, if nobody else was counting, I was. But I do want to take this opportunity to thank the board for placing their confidence in me during this period. And I am excited to return to my duties as the Chief Operating Officer for Metro Bus, and I am proud for the accomplishments that we have made during this transition. I want to thank staff, and in particular, if Phil Wallace could stand up, who has filled in as the Chief Operating Officer for bus during this period, and as well as the jurisdictional partners, our riders, and the dedication and devotion to Metro during these past few months. From the initiating the dialogue on the fiscal year 2008 budget, to extending the Yellow Line to Fort Totten, to breaking ground for the improvements of the Navy Yard, we have worked diligently and cooperatively to keep Metro moving forward. I thank you again for this opportunity, and I look forward to working for Mr. Cato. Thank you.
Thank you. And next, I would like for Mr. Dennis Jaffe to come forward. And on behalf of the board, I would like to present you this certificate of appreciation presented to Dennis Jaffe for your outstanding leadership, hard work, and dedication as 2006 Chair of the Riders Advisory Council of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit.
Thanks very much.
Okay, we're going to try to squeeze a little bit of business here in between our ceremonies. Next, we have, but not yet, a report by the general manager.
Actually, given that I'm new and surprisingly do not know everything, Jack is going to give the report this morning.
Thank you,
Mr. Cato. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. I'm pleased to report that we had our first, even though it was small, winter season last Sunday into Monday that brought us some snow and ice, and believe that staff worked diligently to keep the service at full service throughout the storm, and I think it's a good opportunity for us to brush up on our snow activities. We're not hoping for any more, but I think we are prepared if it does come again. On Monday, Jim Davis from the Benefits Office, Mark Pohl of the General Counsel's Office, and myself had the opportunity of providing the Community Foundation for the National Capital Region a check for $100,000 on behalf of Metro to establish the Metro Memorial Scholarship Fund. Contributions to the fund are now can be made. They are tax deductible, and I know that staff and members of the board have an announcement on this. This is certainly open to the general public as well as employees, and we believe this is a great move forward. And just to comment that if people want to make donations, they may check the website at www.metroopensdoors.com. If I could put my bus hat on for a second, which I think officially it is back on, I'm pleased to report that Metro is installing a special warning strobe light atop its Metro buses operating in the District of Columbia as part of a pilot program in partnership with the D.C. Department of Transportation to improve pedestrian safety. We received approval from the district to do this at 6 o'clock last night, and I do want to appreciate the efforts of Emeka Maname to expedite the approval and to allow us to install these lights that will provide notice to pedestrians and other vehicular traffic that the bus is proceeding. We believe that this will assist pedestrians in being warned of vehicles approaching and hopefully alert them to possible concerns that they should have and the safety that they should take. We're continuing to work to identify ways to improve pedestrian safety, and we hope the installation of this strobe light will go a long ways in making a difference. And I thank you for the opportunity to make this report.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Graham.
I want to add that, first, thank you very much. It's been quite a time. I do want to commend Metro staff generally for another initiative that we have begun as a pilot project, which is to install crime cameras on the exterior of our stations. And I'm very pleased that the first of these has been installed and is today operational at U Street, Cardozo Shaw, African American Civil War Memorial. I like to say that station name, but it's the longest in the system, I think. But that we have the first of these cameras is installed there. I'm assured that it has great specificity and range. I think this is one way in which we can assure the people coming and going to our metro stations, as well as people generally on the street, that we're doing our best work in terms of protecting their safety. I'm also pleased to note that the station managers are monitoring these cameras. And we have had a successful experience, in my opinion, with crime cameras in the District of Columbia. And I pressed for this pilot demonstration project. I hope it's the first of a number of cameras that we will see installed in the exterior of our stations. We have a great many cameras in the interior, but I hope, Mr. Cato, that you will see this as an endeavor and an initiative that you will support, because I think it's really going to be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Moving now to reports, we have the report by the Budget Committee. Mr. Graham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The report of the Budget Committee, we met on January 11th, and the following actions were referred to the board by the committee. First, we proposed to amend the fiscal 2007 System Access Capacity Program for Glenmont Parking. Staff requested approval of a resolution to amend the SAP by $22,300,000 from $42,537,000 to $64,837,000 to award a design-build contract for the Glenmont parking structure. Montgomery County will fund the project. I move approval.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. That's approved. Mr. Graham.
The second item is to amend the fiscal 2007 System Access Capacity Program for replacement of the Southeastern Bus Garage. Staff requested approval of a resolution to amend the SAP by $500,000 from $64,837,000 to $65,337,000 to establish a project for the Southeastern Bus Garage. The $500,000 will fund a feasibility study and design of phase one. Funding comes from the net proceeds of the sale of the WMATA employee parking lot at the garage. I just want to add that this is a project, as our distinguished chairman has pointed out on many occasions, that is historic and has been the subject of discussion for many, many years. This is the beginning of a new Southeastern bus garage, and of course it is very much implicated and connected to the baseball stadium and all of the rest that's happening in that area. I move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed. That's approved. Mr. Graham.
The following information item was acted upon by the committee. Preliminary Dulles Financial Plan. The staff presented the status of the Dulles Extension Phase 1 operating costs. Mr. Kaufman introduced into the discussion a Fairfax County resolution which addressed Fairfax County and WMATA issues. The committee voted unanimously to incorporate three provisions of the Fairfax County Board resolution into the resolution of the committee. And you have, I hope you have, that document in front of you because it's a very important statement on how we see this proceeding in the future. I move approval.
A motion?
Please a second, Madam Chair.
And a second. Discussion? Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. That's approved. Thank you.
Oh, I see. I did want to say, I see there's been a little bit change in the folder. That's why I was looking for it right there, but in fact it has a sub-tab. Anyway. Following information was discussed at the January 11th meeting. The monthly operating financial report in November 2006 was presented. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Oh, and the following fiscal 2008 budget review items were discussed. Review of deferred revenue, operating contingency reserves, and review of inflation. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Graham. Audit and Performance Committee, Mr. Kaufman.
Madam Chair, we met, we talked, and did take action on the deliverables for the external audit, and I move approval of those deliverables.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. That's approved.
That concludes my report, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. And that brings us to our administrative items.
Madam Chair.
We have three items. Mr. Deegan.
I move approval en masse.
We have a motion and a second to move approval.
Madam Chair, I did have two brief questions.
On go right ahead.
On Admin 1, we do see the item of $1 million a year for 5 years, beginning FY07. And I just wanted to ascertain if this is already in the FY07 budget and in the FY08 proposed budget.
Yes.
Thank you. The second question, Madam Chair, is on Admin 3. I want to be sure that in assuming we approve this item, that all of the use of the facility, the leasing of this facility, which happens to be in Fairfax County, would be in accordance with all the local zoning and land use regulations. And also I'd like to make inquiry that this had been run by the district supervisor, the Mason district supervisor for that area. No other. Did we do that, Glenn? And the last thing was, did you run this by Penny Groves? Okay, well, subject to her having had an opportunity to see this, I'd be happy to support it.
Thank you. If there's nothing further, then I would call for a vote on the administrative items. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Thank you. And we have come to the point where we will have election of officers for the new board offices for 2007. And before that time, I would like to make a few remarks. It has been my pleasure and an honor to serve as chair of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority Board of Directors for the past year. 2006 was an important year here at Metro. It was a year of transition and difficult challenges, but it was also a year of promises kept. During 2006, Metro had its first change in leadership for nearly 10 years, and today we enthusiastically welcome John Cato as our new leader. The board is confident that he is the person with the vision, the knowledge, the experience, and the energy that we need to lead us at this time. For most of last year, we were fortunate to have the leadership of Dan Tangerlini, who brought fresh ideas, increased customer service, and employee engagement to the job. When Dan left to become city administrator for our new district mayor, Adrian Fenty, Jack Weaker, our COO of bus operations, stepped up without hesitation and has ably led us for the last 3 months. see, I got it right, Jack. thank you for keeping Metro on track. And I know that John will be happy to rely on your experience and leadership and that of Dan's to help him hit the ground running. This year has brought many challenges for Metro. The death of three track workers, Yong Lee, Leslie A. Cherry, and Matthew Brooks, served as a stark reminder of the tremendous responsibility we have to keep the system safe. To prevent these tragedies in the future, we acted quickly to establish new, stricter measures to protect employees working on our tracks. I also note the action that was announced today on our buses to try to promote more safety on our buses. We also experienced bus fatalities during 2006. We also experienced the derailment of a revenue train earlier this month, where fortunately no one was seriously injured, but it was a call to action. We are working expeditiously in cooperation with the NTSB to identify any potential causes and to prevent such incidents in the future. Despite these problems, our message to riders is that our system is safe. Metro has had over the years one of the best safety records in the industry, and you have heard the new general manager make a commitment to having the best safety record in the industry, and we all look forward to that. Despite the difficulties and challenges we faced in 2006, we had an extraordinary year of achievement. Our challenges and achievements for 2006 came together in kicking off the first year of our Riders Advisory Committee. The RAC began its work at about the same time that we faced significant customer concern with our new contractor for Metro Access. Under the leadership of Dennis Jaffe, our first RAC chairman, and board member Dana Kaufman, we were able to work together to provide an opportunity for open and candid dialogue for our riders and to put together a joint committee, including COG representation, to bring real solutions to the concerns expressed by the riders. I want to thank Dana for his commitment, and also I want to thank Dennis Jaffe, who not only spearheaded the action with the Metro Access, but provided excellent leadership for the RAC, which proved to be an important new dimension for us in our efforts to come closer to our customers. They co-sponsored town hall meetings and other RAC activities which brought our customers closer to us. On the matters of as a result of the efforts, working together with the board, with the staff, and our customers, we made significant investments in Metro Access. We recently approved the expenditure of more than $6 million for improvement in the Metro Access fleet, including door-to-door service, greater scheduling flexibility, and a higher level of customer support. After a bumpy start in 2006, I am confident that Metro Access is on the way to gaining greater confidence from our customers. Upon assuming the chair of the Metro Board, I promised that 2006 would be the year of the bus, and I am pleased to report that we have kept that promise. It was a banner year for bus services here at Metro. Among our many accomplishments, we placed 417 new buses into service, which reduced the average age of our fleet to less than 7 years, the first time in our history. Additionally, we hit a new milestone in accessibility by making all of our buses 100% handicap accessible. We made changes to almost 100 routes across the region to improve service reliability. We also hosted an enormously important regional conference, and I want to give thanks to Gordon Linton and staff for a very successful first step in that effort. There were many other accomplishments, including real-time information for NextBus. We won a federal grant for clean fuel cell technology, and we implemented improved preventive maintenance for our mechanics. We increased the use of technology on our newer buses and so on. As a direct result of the work that I just mentioned, Metrobus riders have seen tangible improvements in service. In 2006, Metrobus saw a 32% decrease in the number of lost bus trips per 1,000 trips. There was a reduction of 36% in the mean distance between failures. And through the first 6 months of fiscal 2007, the breakdown rate for Metro was improved by 37% over 6 months of fiscal year 2006. All of these investments in bus are enabling us to provide a safer, cleaner, and more reliable service for Metro bus passengers. And as all of you know, that has been a passion of mine for the entire time that I have served on this board. On the rail side, we introduced regular 8-car train service this year and began rolling out our 6,000 series rail cars. Further, we eliminated the red line turnbacks at Groveland Station and extended the yellow line to Fort Totten during the off-peak period. These relatively low-cost efforts have been warmly welcomed by our riders. We undertook two specific tasks as a board that I leave to be completed by our incoming chair, Mr. Charles Deegan. They are the hiring of an inspector general, which was delayed by action to hire a general manager, and a look at our governance structure. We made significant progress toward both. However, those decisions are far too serious to be hurried, and I'm sure they will have a high priority as the board undertakes its new term. As we look to the future, there are many challenges facing our organization. First and foremost is reestablishing any confidence that our customers may have lost. We must assure that we are good stewards of public finances, and we must hold the line on expenditures while continuing to provide first-class transit service to our customers at a reasonable cost. Further, we must continue our regional pursuit of real and meaningful dedicated funding. We were close with the leadership of our local leaders in Congress to moving the issue to a final vote in 2006, and I must say the District of Columbia is ready and waiting for the other jurisdictions to join us. But I am confident that we will finally succeed in getting dedicated funding for Metro and securing a new partnership with the federal government to support the long-term health of Metro in the years ahead. And finally, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude to everyone who has helped me make my tenure as board chair and as a member of the board a successful and rewarding experience. As many of you know, I will be ending my tenure as a board member here at Metro as soon as my replacement has been named by the D.C. Council. It has been a distinct honor to represent the District of Columbia on this board for 23 years. I have been a part of many, many important decisions for the District of Columbia and the region, and I will remain keenly interested in Metro's future, particularly as it relates to our bus service. I want to sincerely thank our riders, my fellow board members, Metro staff, our jurisdictional partners, members of the JCC, members of the RAC, our local elected leaders, and everyone else who contributes daily to making Metro a great system. Thank you.
First of all, I want to express on behalf of my jurisdiction and certainly speak for all of Virginia and certainly the region, our appreciation and thanks to you for your 23 years of service here at Metro, and certainly we're going to miss that, but you have served admirably, and we're just going to miss it. I came onto this board when I first came on about almost 10 years ago. I was like the baby to the board with all of the folks that were had been here for so many years that were far more senior in terms of service than I. And over the years, I've we've seen tremendous change to the board, for good or bad. But with your announcement just today that you will be leaving the board, that now elevates me to a much more higher senior level. I will now become, I believe, the fourth senior member on this board in terms of seniority of service, behind Chris Zimmerman, Dana Kaufman, my colleague Jim Graham, who came on, I think, just a few weeks or a month before I came on. And so, for that, I say thank you. But, however, certainly we will miss the vast amount of institutional knowledge that you have brought to this board and the leadership and direction, your commitment and dedication to a world for advocating this system to be a world-class system. And so we appreciate you. Thank you for that. There's a saying that old soldiers never die, they just fade away. We're hopeful that you won't fade away and that you will continue to be a strong advocate for everything that happens here at WMATA for the District of Columbia and for the entire region. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Ewell.
Ms.
Lynn.
Let me join Mayor Ewell and all that he has to say about our chair. And let me just say, for someone who has seen you perform, not just on this board, but from the seat that I formerly sat in the administration, my vision and views of Metro goes back a long ways. I remember Carmen Turner, who was someone when I was a young legislator who I came to Washington and had a chance to see, and was one of those persons that kind of encouraged me to continue in the area of transportation. But I also remember Mrs. Mack as someone who I have seen affiliated with this system for a very long time. And those 23 years are ones in which if the system has grown, the riders have benefited from your steady hand, your vision, and your zeal, and so has the rest of us. We just hope that we can continue in your absence to move forth with the kind of vision that you have shown over the last 23 years, and we too can serve with a steady hand. I think that we will hopefully have a more appropriate opportunity to speak about you and say things to you later in the year. But I think because you have announced to the public today that many of us just think that we need to follow in with Mayor Ewell and make these kind of comments. But Godspeed, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn. Thank you. Mr. Kaufman and Ms. Hutchins.
Madam Chairman, since I had to transfer lines today, I had ample time to sit and do a little scribbling on the way. So as the second most senior member of this board, while you're not yet gone, I know you're going to be with us for at least another month, at least, since this is such a profound day of transition, I want to add some comments as well. For this authority to continue its decades of success in tying our region together, we need two things: stable and reliable funding, and regionally minded board members who are willing to pull together for the common interest of our customers. For almost as many years as this region has had Metro, this board has been blessed with Gladys Mack. I recognize that changes of administration open the door for changes in representation. However, in losing our friend Gladys, we lose more than one valued colleague. We lose a constant champion for the region, a stalwart for the District of Columbia, and the last serving, not surviving, last serving link to the men and women who took this system from being a decades-old dream to being a vital part of our daily reality. Your strong representation and graceful leadership will be greatly missed. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Kaufman. Ms. Hudgens, and then...
Thank you. I often must follow Mr. Kaufman when I'm home in Fairfax, so I have to do so again today. And I won't say that I'm the baby on the board. That is most flattering that I could think of that in any terms. But I think of this institution for not only Fairfax County and the constituents that we in Virginia represent as an institution that has been the instrument that has allowed our region to grow as the most powerful region in the country. And I think it's been done so because of the kind of leadership that we see in Mrs. Mack. I've often read the name Mrs. Gladys Mack throughout those years before coming to this board. But I have come here to learn that you care about the institution. And while you've had to represent the District of Columbia, you have always represented the region, because that is what the region's the role is for this authority. So it is with a lot of sadness that I think that I will not have the time to continue to know and grow with the institution with you here at the table. But again, to allow us to follow your guidance in recognizing that we are an institution for the region. And while we have a very difficult task of balancing our jurisdictional responsibilities, we can find ways to do so in, most importantly, an amicable and constructive way for the constituents and customers that we serve. So thank you for your service. That is really a milestone that few can accomplish in a lifetime for the kind of work that has been done here. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Hudgens. Thank you. Mr. Solomon.
Well, thank you, Ms. Mack. It's been a pleasure serving with you. And I won't repeat all of the kind words that my colleagues have said. We will get another opportunity to do that and throw in some jokes as well, because I've seen you in action. But when the time comes, I'll say it. But you've been a voice of reason on this board. You have been and you are a class act. And your leadership and your experience will be greatly missed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Solomon. Mr. Grant.
Well, I am sincerely tempted to repeat everything. because while everything's been said, not everybody has said it.
Mr. Sickles.
It's called to
right. But I'm not going to. I have operated, you know, as your student. You have been my tutor. And since the beginning. And it has been an enormous privilege, just on very personal and human terms, to have this association with you, Mrs. Mack. And like others, you know, I'm recalling a number of different instances where you and I have been together in a meaningful and for me, profound way that has truly impacted who I am today on this board. And so it's hard not to be emotional at this point. Let me conclude, however, by saying that I am committed, and I sense the rest of this board is committed, to ensuring that there will be a lasting recognition of your services. And it would be premature to mention anything, but a number of ideas are being considered now so that the 23 years of Gladys Mack and all of the impact that that represents to the people of the District of Columbia, as well as to the region, you know, is recognized and appreciated, you know, because it is so richly deserved.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Okay, this is very hard for me, you know. Mr. Dinkin.
And believe me, Madam Chairman, I'm not anywhere near as eloquent as my colleague, so I won't repeat their remarks, but I would like to associate my name with them.
Thank you.
One thing I'm going to dearly miss, though, are those late night phone calls where you say, "Now, Charlie." And your institutional knowledge, you know, as you get older, and, you know, I was so fond of saying, as the newest member of this board, and everybody's reminded me I can't do that anymore. And, you know, you were lucky to do 23 years. You know, some of us feel lucky to do three.
It's really been a privilege and an honor for me to be associated with you, and you know, I can't tell you how close I feel to you personally, and I just have to say to everybody here that doesn't know this, today marks another milestone for Gladys Mack. She would have celebrated if your husband was still alive.
Right.
Her 49th wedding anniversary today. Not, you know, so we congratulate you on that, and just a tremendous service that you've provided to Wamana.
Thank you very much.
I can't be the only one. I guess without Michelle here, I'm the newest and the shortest. And 3 years actually, 3 years sounds like it would be a long time.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing. I can only imagine your 23 years that you must have reached out to 100 new members. I was one of the ones that felt so warmly welcomed by you and most surprised in the very first days of my membership to get a call where Gladys said, I have to talk to you before we can act. And I thought how important she made me feel that she wanted everything to be unanimous and that she wouldn't make a decision. Even though she talked to everyone else, I was a new person. That's the way you've treated everyone. You are a model for how we should run this organization, and this region is so much better because of you. And I concur with all the comments that my colleagues have made. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. This is very hard, you know.
We're going to get to do it again,
though. Oh, gosh, please. okay, let's with that, let's move to the election of our new board officers. I call for the nominations for chair.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Bristol.
Mrs. Mack, again, I'd like to say that it is a privilege to serve on this board and to have experienced your graciousness, your outstanding leadership, your unselfishness and concern for all the stakeholders of our system, and say how very fortunate we are to have a board full of well-informed and well-intended and dedicated members. To fill the position of chair for 2007, I'd like to nominate a person whose commitment and interest to our customers, employees, and all stakeholders has been driven, actually has driven him to ride, I believe, all 106 miles of our rail system. Many of our escalators and elevators, I think he's even walked a few of those. the person that's visited probably most of our rail and many of our bus stations, rides buses in all our jurisdictions, I think shares many of the traits that made you such an outstanding chair, and I nominate Mr. Deegan to chair the board for 2007.
We have a nomination.
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Kaufman. Discussion. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved. And I just want to say, Mr. Deegan, as you become the chair of the board, how important it is to have a chair of the board who has the time and the energy to participate so much with our employees in the activities. What you have done for the bus drivers, the million milers, and the 2 million milers has been really, really significant for them and for the rest of our employees. So in this coming year, Metro is going to have a leader who not only focuses externally on the matters that we have to be involved with, but also internally on our staff. And so congratulations on your election, and you will have a great year of leadership.
Thank you.
I now call for nominations for the vice chair.
Madam Chairman, since he's not here, I will be happy to nominate. Mr. Zimmerman is vice chairman of this board.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman, and a second.
I'm pleased to second the nomination.
And a second by Mr. Graham. No, any discussion? Hearing none, then I call for the vote. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved. I have the pleasure of nominating Mr. Graham as second vice president of the board.
I would like to second that nomination.
You know, you got to get cute. See,
I can be as theatrical as Mr. Grant.
Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. The ayes have it. And I would just like to say to Mr. Graham, Mr. Graham has been a very important innovator, a visionary for this board, and he has indicated that his service on this board will continue throughout the new administration at the council of Mr. Gray. And so I'm sure that Metro, both D.C. and the region, can expect him to continue with his active participation and support of the Metro Board. So thank you, Mr. Graham. And now, Mr. Deegan, we don't have to switch chairs, but I'm going to symbolically give you. Now, I think I finished. Did I finish? Yeah, okay. All right, so symbolically, I will pass the gavel to you so that you will participate for the balance of this meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
All right.
I have one official duty I'd like to do.
Okay.
Stand up for this.
All right.
It is my great honor and privilege to present you with your chairman's gavel, presented by the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority Board of Directors, presented to Gladys Mack, Chair of the Board of Directors for 2006.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll call for reports from our jurisdictions. First, the District of Columbia.
No report.
From WSTC, Maryland, Mr. Briscuzo.
No report.
And from Virginia, Mr. Kaufman.
No report.
We're doing good. I would like to move that the board meet in executive session to discuss personnel matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6.3.
Second.
So move to second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Go get it. The ayes have it. Meeting stands adjourned.
Great.